The more satellites we have, the safer we are, especially when it comes to navigation. But that's not the only reason why scientists like Dr. Chaz Dixon are particularly excited about its impending initiation.
The thing that excites me is that Galileo, which has been coming and coming and coming for so many years, is finally going to be here, and we're going to have huge capabilities coming down the pipeline, higher accuracy, higher availability through that multi-GNSS world. I'm a long-term GNSS geek.
That's definitely a very geeky thing to look forward to. I'll give you that.
I'm afraid so. Long-term nav geek.
You've made me excited, though, for it. So, here.
I just love it when you meet someone who's enthralled as Chaz about their work. Now, back to Galileo. Why is he so excited?
The whole space is growing very much at the moment. So we've had GPS now for 20 years, the American system. Europe is just about to introduce its own. So that will be declared operational this year. It's not yet complete, but it will be in an operational state, and we'll be able to use that combined with the American GPS system, the Russian GLONASS, and the Chinese are also developing a system called Beidou. So all of that's combining to give more capability to an individual user receiver.
Why do we need another one, given that you've just mentioned there are several already there?
It's a very complex question. Well, it's a complex answer to that question, at least. There are all kinds of political reasons why you might want one. If we look purely at the engineering side, typically there would be 8 or 10 GPS satellites visible with an open sky, but with high-rise buildings both sides of a road, GPS receiver in a mobile phone, on a watch, in a car, might only be seeing 1 or 2 signals at any given time.
And you need 3?
You need 4 typically to navigate. And there's a complexity if you use multiple systems because they use different time standards. So typically when you add each system, you may need an extra measurement. So with GPS, you need 4 measurements. If you add GPS to GLONASS, you might need 5 measurements. If you add Galileo, you might need 6 measurements. But each of these constellations is typically 30 satellites. The 1 or 2 GPS combined with the 1 or 2 GLONASS, 1 or 2 Galileo, etc., mean that you have all of the necessary positioning capability in a dense urban environment.
It doesn't just mean I can find my way around London easier, as more of us live in cities, we'll also need more frequent trains, as those of us who frequently play a game of sardines on the commute to work will be wanting sooner rather than later. Because railway signalling systems are relatively unsophisticated, it means that for safety reasons, trains have to be well separated. With Galileo, that becomes much less of an issue. And then there's the whole driverless car thing.
That becomes exciting into a future where the controller of a vehicle might not be a person, because a person will drive their car along a street and not in a field. But now if you put a robot in charge of that vehicle, you have to give the robot the capability to know the difference between an urban street and the countryside. And it has to be able to do that in the fog or in the rain or in whatever conditions it is.
So that's when GPS becomes really, really important, and having that accuracy and that coverage.
Exactly so, and that multi-GNSS capability in an urban environment becomes really important.